is that our lives will become that of Christ.
认识是我们的喜乐和力量。
To know Him becomes our joy and our strength.
变成基督却是神的一个目的。
And the purpose of God is that we may turn to Christ.
是神的旨意。
Also His will.
我们留在这个世界上面，神没有其他更大的目的比这个更大了。
God does not have a greater purpose than this one.
我们来看这个罗马书第八章。
We come to Romans chapter 8.
罗马书第八章第二十六节读到三十节。
Verses 26 to 30.
况且我们的软弱有圣灵帮助，我们本不晓得当怎样祷告，只是圣灵亲自用说不出来的叹息替我们祷告，践踏人心的晓得圣灵的意思，因为圣灵照着神的旨意替圣徒祈求。我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人，因为他预先所知道的人就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。预先所定下的人又招他们来，所招来的人又称他们为义，所称为义的人又叫他们的荣耀。在这一段圣经里面，我们看见神把我们呼召出来有他的美意。
In this passage, then, we see God called us for a particular purpose.
那一个最重要的美意是什么呢？就是预先定下效法他儿子的模样。
And that is that we may be conformed, that we have been predestined to be conformed to the image of His Son.
无论我们遇到什么事，神的旨意很清楚的就是要我们改变像他的儿子，我们主耶稣基督。
No matter what we encounter, and the will of God is that we may be changed into the likeness of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以神这里说，万事都互相效力，叫爱他的人得益处。
So it says that all things work for good for those who love God.
从前我不懂这益处到底是什么益处。
Before I didn't understand what is the good mentioned here.
我以为益处就是没有钱有钱是益处。
I thought that if you are poor, then you will be rich.
有病得得医治这个益处。
That if you are sick, you will be healed.
啊，人家骂你啊，以后呢啊，无非是让你学谦卑这样的益处。
Or if someone scold you, that you can learn to be humble.
实际上，最大的益处是要我们改变，成为神儿子的。
But actually, the greatest good is that we may be changed into the image of His Son, Jesus Christ.
神救我们不但不再是罪人，乃是他的儿子。
God has saved us not only just not to be a sinner, but to be His own child.
但是我们在得救的时候，是得着了儿子的名分。
So when we are saved, we become His children.
神总是喜欢名副其实的。
We have the name called to be called His Son.
所以神在我们得着儿子名分之后呢，他要让我们真正的变成他的儿子的模样。
But once we have this name, He would will actually change into the image of His own Son.
为了这个缘故呢，所以神就叫万事都互相效力，让我们能够得着这个大的益处。
So for that reason, God calls all things to work.
这个圣灵在我们不了解的时候呢，他就替我们祷告。
And when we do not understand, the Holy Spirit prays for us.
圣灵怎么替我们祷告呢？
How does the Holy Spirit intercede?
所以说，圣灵是按照神的旨意来替我们祷告。
Yes, it says the Holy Spirit intercede for us according to the will of God.
那就知道圣灵替我们祷告，就让我们知道神啊，你让他像基督耶稣。
So we know that the Holy Spirit is praying that God, this man may be changed to Jesus Christ.
让他能够通过这件事情来得着基督耶稣。
That through this matter, he may gain Christ.
你看这是多么宝贝的一件事情。
So what a wonderful thing this is.
我们今天活在世界上，为什么一下有快乐的时候，一下有痛苦的时候？
Why is it that living on this earth, sometimes we're happy and sometimes there are sorrowful things happen to us?
为什么我们会有的时候好像有许多我们不了解的、不愿意有的经历呢？
Why is it that sometimes we have some experience that we cannot understand?
其实如果神打开我们的眼睛，我们就会看见，就是让我们能够得着基督的生命。
If God opens our eyes, then we will see that God is allowing us to gain Christ.
你看，在整个圣经里面，神所重用的人。
If you examine throughout the scripture those who are being used by the Lord,
到了他们人生最后的阶段。
At the end of their life,
他们的生命都是像基督的。
Their life is always like that of Christ.
我就发现一件事情。
Then I discover one thing.
神召他们第一个目的并不是做工啊。
Then I discover God called him.
并不是要他们传道。
Not there to preach but to serve him.
神乃是借着做工传道来造就他们，使他们像基督耶稣。
But that's through preaching and working to edify them so that they may be like Christ.
所以以弗所书第二章那里说得好。
So Ephesians chapter 2 tells us,
我们原是他的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的。
That we are the God, the handiwork of God accomplished in Christ Jesus.
神的工作不是传道，不是在教会里做执事或者做什么这个主席，而是要借助这些来造就他，使他像基督。
The work of God is not to be chairman or to preach, but that through this word to edify him.
今天神并不缺少一些大有才能的人。
Today God does not lack someone who has great ability.
神的心里面最缺少的乃是像基督的基督徒。
But what God lacks is those Christians who are like Christ.
好，我们来看第三点，就是与基督一同。
If we look at the third point, is to have fellowship with Christ.
这个是神拣选我们的第二个最重要的目的。
This is the second most important purpose that God has chosen us.
也可以说是最终的目的，最后的目的。
And you can also say it is the final purpose.
就是要基督如何，我们也如何。
So just as Christ was, we shall be.
我们来看几处圣经。
Let's examine it from the scripture.
我们请看哥林多前书第一章第九节。
First Corinthians chapter 1, verse 9.
神是信实的，你们原是被他所召，好与他儿子我们的主耶稣基督一同得分。
God is faithful, to whom you were called into fellowship with his son Jesus Christ our Lord.
我们再看罗马书第八章第十七节。
Romans chapter 8 verse 17.
罗马书第八章十七节，既是儿女，便是后嗣，就是神的后嗣，和基督同作后嗣。如果我们和他一同受苦，也必和他一同的荣耀。
And if children, heirs also, heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with him, in order that we may also be glorified with him.
我们再看提摩太后书第二章第十二节。
Second Timothy chapter 2.Verse 12.
提摩太后书二章十二节，我们若能忍耐，也必和他一同作王。我们若不认他，他也必不认我们。
If we endure, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us.
我们再看希伯来书第二章第十节。
Hebrews chapter 2 verse 10.
原来那为万物所除，为万物所本的，要领许多的儿子进荣耀里去，使救他们的元帅因受苦难得以完全，本是合宜的。
For it was fitting for him, for whom are all things, and through whom are all things, in bringing many sons to glory, to perfect the author of their salvation through suffering.
最后是再看约翰一书第一章第三节。
Finally, 1 John chapter 1, verse 3.
我们将所看见、所听见的传给你们，使你们与我们相交。我们乃是与父 和他儿子耶稣基督相交的。
What we have seen and heard, we proclaim to you also, that you also may have fellowship with us. And indeed, our fellowship is with the Father and His Son, Jesus Christ.
所以这里与基督一同啊，含有两方面的意思。
So to have fellowship with Jesus and have two respective meanings.
一方面是英文圣经翻译的叫做相交，就是一种团契啊，这个的意思。
In English, it says to fellowship.
这个哥林多前书第一章第九节呢，是一同有份的意思。
In the First Corinthians chapter 1 verse 9, it means that you have take partake of the same.
Yeah. 所以你看见呢，这个神多么的爱我们。
So we see how much God loves us.
他不但是要把我们从罪里救出来。
Not only is he to save us from sin,
他借我们呢有一个最高的一个目标。
And he has a higher point, destination of saving us.
救到一个地步，就是基督有什么，我们有什么。
To such an extent that whatever Christ has, we too have.
所以基督是神的后嗣呢，我们也是与基督一同做后嗣。
Christ being the heir of God, likewise we are fellow heirs with him.
所以基督他是什么，我们也是什么。
And whatever Christ is, likewise we are.
基督他有什么，神也让我们有什么。
And whatever Christ has, God allows us to have it too.
基督的荣耀，神也喜欢给我们，是我们的荣耀。
And the glory of Christ, God will also give it to us to be our glory.
将来呢，永远的这个新天新地里面。
And in the new heaven and earth.
神并不是交给基督一个人来掌管。
God has not given to Christ alone to govern.
神的目的就是要我们与他一同作王。
So that he would have all of us together with him to reign.
这就是这个神的救恩里面呢最荣耀的、最宝贵的一块。
This is the most glorious and precious point of the salvation of God.
为了这个缘故呢，所以神要我们今天在地上呢要像基督。
Because of that, God would have us to be like Christ on this earth.
因为唯独我们像了基督了，我们将来才能够与基督一同相交，一同掌权。
Only when we are like Him that we can fellowship with Him and reign with Him.
弟兄姊妹，我们看见这个奥秘吗？
My brothers and sisters, do we see such a mystery?
哎呀，自从看见这个以后，我的心灵里头有很大的释放。
Once I saw this, I had such a great freedom in my heart.
我才了解了为什么保罗他受苦的时候他不觉得苦。
Then I understand why is it when Paul suffered, he didn't think it was suffering.
他说，原来我是与基督一同受苦。
So he said, I'm suffering with Christ.
并不是我为自己受苦啊。
Not that I suffer for myself.
我是为基督受苦。
But I suffer for him.
我为基督受苦的时候，基督与我也一同受苦。
So when I suffer for him, then he suffer with me.
他了解了为什么他逼迫那个尸体板的时候，神主耶稣说：“你为什么逼迫我？”
Then he understand why when he persecuted the Christians, Jesus told him why.
所以他在一切的苦难里面，他知道主耶稣能够体会他，能够站在他的旁边，与他表同情。
So in all his tribulations, he knew that Jesus Christ stood by him.
他也发现这样一个苦。他与基督一同受苦，将来也必与基督一同的荣耀。
He understood that when he suffered with Christ, then he shall also be glorified with Christ.
所以他说，这自战自经历苦楚，比起了将来极重无比的荣耀，就不足介意了。
And so he said, the temporary suffering then cannot be compared to the eternal glory.
我实在觉得我折口奉刺，不能把神的恩典多么的宝贝，多么的爱我们。讲得清楚。
I find myself limited and cannot really clearly explain the precious grace of God.
我只盼望我们弟兄姊妹注意到这三件事。
But I hope that all our brothers and sisters pay attention to these three things.
认识基督。
Knowing Christ.
得着基督。
To gain Christ.
与基督一同。
And to fellowship with Christ.
这就是神的救恩。
This is the salvation of God.
我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，你的孩子真是感谢给我们多么宝贝的救恩。哦，你救我们脱离罪，我们已经心满意足了。你救我们脱离极大的死亡，我们已经感激不尽了。主把我们救到这样崇高的地位，我们算是什么？ 我们的生命不过是尘土所造，我们不过是被造，你要把我们带到这样荣耀的主，让我们与基督一同坐在天上，一同管理万有。我们没有主，我们实在没有指望，但是我们觉得稀奇，基督没有我们，主啊，你也觉得不满足。而我们心里面正在主的面前，只有感恩，只有敬拜。求天父开我们的眼睛，让我们知道你的爱何等的长阔高深。求天父开我们的眼睛，让我们晓得每一天的生活与你应该是何等甜蜜。求天父让我们的生命改变，让我们活在地上不像一个没有目标的人，让我们真是看见你的旨意，让我们遵循你的意。主啊，巴不得我们不是在将来之后，而是现在，让基督的生命一天一天的在我们身上长大，一天一天的让他兴旺，让我们衰微。主，好让哦那个新天新地，那个荣耀的天地里面，主早一天的来临，好让这世上的痛苦、你的美意、主你的拯救早一天的成全。主啊，我们仰望你，祝福这里的弟兄姊妹，让我们知道怎么样在主里面追求。主，你怎么样帮助了你的仆人保罗？我们求主也帮助我们。主啊，巴不得这里你能够得着许多的儿子，令他们一同进到荣耀里去。我们这样祷告，奉主的圣名，阿门。
399首，我心灵和安宁。